Welcome to tonight's Mindset Monday call. I'm Samantha Colvin, your host for tonight, and we have two incredible speakers that are going to be joining us. But before I introduce you to them, I wanted you to take an opportunity and please invite two more people to the call right now, because you're going to hear a powerful story that you definitely don't want people to miss. So take these next couple of seconds to pull your phone out, use the GoRecruit app, share it with some people, share it with your downline, and let's pack this call because you do not want to miss this story. As you guys know, Gemini is built to empower mankind and lead mankind. And that's exactly the story that you're going to hear tonight of triumph and overcoming different obstacles like we all have in our lives. So grab your tissues. It might get a little emotional, but it's definitely worth it. And it's crazy. Some of you may have heard this story before, but the pictures that go along with what you're going to be hearing tonight really help to bring you back to the time in the events that this all took place. And you'll understand what I mean here in a minute when we introduce our two co-hosts for tonight, which is Karen and Kirk Wolheater. We know them, we love them. They're from Texas. They've been with Jay and his previous companies for years and years. And it is just my pleasure to bring them here tonight to share their powerful story. So Karen and Kirk, the mic goes to you.
Oh, well, thank you, Samantha. Thank you for that great introduction. And we're really happy to be here so that we can share with you our story. And this may get a little emotional because we're both crybabies, but that's just how it is. So bear with us as we get through this. But we've been together longer than we've been not together. So in our lifetime, and we have been working to build an empower this whole time, and it wasn't working. But we began our life together back in 1987. We went to high school together. He was my boyfriend's friend, but we didn't date or anything. But we started dating in 1987, and then we got married in 1989. And we have always worked hard. We've been hard workers, but we've also played harder throughout the whole years, all our years together. And we've also, shortly after we got married, we had our first child, and we ended up having two children. They were 5 days less than a year apart. So people call that Irish twins.
Yeah, they blame that on my O'Grady Irish heritage.
Yeah. But anyway, so they're 5 days less than a year apart, and we have just tried to enjoy our life all the way through. We've done a lot of camping, and that's with a whole group of people there, as you can see. Our son is holding that stick, and I'm not even sure where. Oh, she's our daughter's smack in the middle. But we've also tried to give them a well-rounded upbringing. We wanted them to experience all kinds of the world and of different things. So as you see, they both did ballet, and we rode four-wheelers in the mud quite a bit, did that more than ballet. And we've just done a lot of things just all the way around, just to try to give them all kinds of experiences. And today, both my children, they listen and like classical music, and they listen and like rap and everything in between. So I think we've done pretty well with that. So, and we're very, very happy to say that they are now grown. Our daughter is 31. It's hard to say that I have a kid that's 31, and our son is 30. And our daughter, Samantha, you want to show that next slide so I can show Gary? And my daughter has gotten married to our sweet son-in-law, Gary. They both live in Seattle area. Our son Kyle still lives in Texas, but he lives about 2.5 hours away from us, and he's able to come home and help us from time to time as we have needed it for different things. So we're really, really blessed to have that. And we were pretty much empty nesters. So we have some fur babies. We have our beautiful princess cat, Roxy, and then Bristol is that dog in the front. And we just recently lost Buckley. He was 16, and I wanted his picture on there because it wasn't that long ago, and we had him for a long, long time. He helped raise our children. So anyway, we've just very, very fortunate to have some very good people as our children. And we have owned a business for over 30 years. We've worked together in that business, and then I've had other jobs, but I've always been with Kirk working with our business. And I've tried several other network marketing companies, and nothing seemed to really take hold, not the way that I always wanted it, because I knew that I wanted something more. And we have fought the battle of Kirk not being a fan of network marketing, not one little bit. And we have definitely gone through the growing period of for him to understand what network marketing can really do for us. And we want something more for our retirement.
I was raised making my money the old fashioned way. Digging ditches and just, you know, building things and doing for others, you know, to improve their life. And but
that's why he's so good at what we do, because that's what we're all about. So as we're working toward building our company, it's not brick and mortar, because we've had a home-based business for a lot of years, but it is a plumbing company, so it is a traditional type business. We just knew that we needed more for our retirement, like I said. So something happened along the way, and we hit a snag. And this next picture is coming up, and I haven't shared this. And just to be considerate of everyone, Samantha, thank you for thinking of this. We thought we better warn you. If anybody gets squeamish, you might not want to look at this next slide, but just we didn't want to offend anybody. So anyway, so in 2011, I had a car wreck, and I fractured 6 vertebrae. I crushed 1. I broke my scapula, my clavicle, my orbital bone. I ended up with a head contusion that's left me with some brain damage, and I amputated my left arm on the inside. And look, I've had no surgery, and that is from God and Gemini and a little bit of tenacity that I've been able to continue to move and keep moving. I just keep moving. So that just threw me off, sorry. But I'm really thrilled to say that I found the Gemini products after I was, Gemini started, quite honestly, after I was already on hydrocodone. And I was taking those opioids daily, several times a day. And they didn't really help me a lot, and they made my quality of life horrible, but I could not function without some sort of help. And then my brain was not functioning very well at all. And with VitaWake, well, anyway, we'll get into that. But I'm telling you that I have been able to come back to life, and it just keeps getting better, and I keep getting stronger, and the good Lord's letting me do that. And I'm able to share with other people what has happened for me and what is still happening for me. I use every one of our products, and they do what I could have a testimony with every one of them, but we don't have that much time. So I can tell you this, that when we decided to try the remedy, it helped my pain better than those hydrocodone did all those years before. And Kirk saw that I was just so much better. It helped me so much, and I was clear minded. And so he was a fan right away. Well, we decided to become members of Gemini, and which is kind of funny, because I was dragging my feet, but he he saw what it did and he wanted to be part of it. And he pushed us to get through. So he's learning. So anyway, so we decided to be members, and we're founding members, very happy to say. And we need to be a product of the product. We truly feel like we do better at running our business if we are a product of the product and we have a testimony to, or an experience really, to share with people.
She was off.
Okay, you can't keep crying. You're going to make me cry.
she was off of opioids within a month. And it was very, very emotional. But she has been opioid free since May of 2018. And
we started taking the oil April of 2018. And May of 2018 was the last of my opioids. So.
Yeah. And that did bring our quality of life way up.
Yes. For a little while.
Yeah. And seeing what it did for her, I said, well, you know, I need to be taking the oil. And so I started taking the oil. And like within, you know, about 90 days, I really started noticing that my blood sugar numbers were coming down. And
he was diabetic. He was diagnosed diabetic.
And so I stayed with it, and I started reducing my insulin and doing that on my own, just watching my numbers really good.
He was taking 48 units of insulin every day. Started using the hemp oil. He saw what it was doing for me, and quite honestly, he really couldn't tell that he didn't feel it like I felt it. I felt it immediately. It made a big difference. It was that wow factor, but it didn't for him. But he was taking it anyway, being a product of the product. That's where I was going with that.
I never felt what it did for me. I just saw what my numbers did. And then when she was able to be a guinea pig for the 5,000, when it came out, we had a small sample, and I had a really bad headache one day from stress. And she gave me two, maybe three drops of 5,000. Not even a full 0.25. And within a couple of minutes, my headache was gone. And I was like, wow, you know, and that really cemented what it did for me. And then, like I say, I've been insulin free since December of 2019.
So again, we started taking the oil in April of 2018.
Yeah.
In 90 days, he started seeing his numbers reduce, and we were just taking it every day. He would just take it because I would take it, and then I'd give it to him, and he would take it, not realizing really what we had. We didn't know what we had, and we were still learning what all we have, because it's just so amazing what it does for us, for everybody. But so anyway, he got off of insulin within by December of 19, and he's been insulin free this whole time. However, being diabetic, it just wreaks havoc on your body. So we have been dealing with the side effects of all kinds of things because of diabetes.
Uh-huh.
Bear with us for just a second, because there's a list. He has had vascular issues that started, so his legs and feet would swell. And then we went to the vascular surgeon, and he saw that he had a deformity, like his feet were not right. So he sent us to a podiatrist. So we went to the podiatrist and found out he had Charcot foot. Charcot foot is... when we went in there, the doctor said there's three ways to treat it. It's either amputation, We can shave the bones because it's microscopic fractures of the bone. So the shards of bone that have broken are trying to, cutting holes in the bottom of his feet. And he has had holes in the bottom of his feet for years. But so the shaving of the bones was another way. And then reconstruction of the feet was completely off the table. He just was not healthy enough for that to be a thing. Well, that was in 2016 that we started that. So then his eyesight started going bad. So we dealt with Charcot foot, but they put him in boots and we rigged up some cushions and stuff so that he is not cutting his feet wide open. Because quite honestly, we didn't have insurance. We were self-employed, small business, and we just didn't have any health care. So anyway, so we were just fighting and using natural products. And then Jim and I came around and we really made a big leap forward once we've got a handle on it. So anyway, so then the eyesight, and he ended up getting injections in his eyes because he has macular edema, and a macular edema is where he has bleeding behind the eyes. And so he has gone in and had the injections he was getting. They accelerated the cataract growth. That's, we all are going to, you know, we all grow cataracts over years. But anyway, accelerated it. So he had cataract surgery. Then he had the surgery for the macular edema because we got healthcare through Gemini. And then we did that. And then we go in and, in the meantime, I don't know if you could tell, but you could see there's a difference in the way he was looking. He started declining, and he started declining bad. And this, I'm going to share this story because it's important. So I was losing him. He was gone. He was in bed for 3 months. I didn't tell anybody because I couldn't say it out loud. But I knew where we were headed. And I did a lot of praying, and God got me through all of that. And one night, in the middle of the night, I got up to go to the restroom, and he was standing up. And that was very unusual. So I'm like, okay, so I'm going to go to the bathroom. And then he comes and blocks my way. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh. And he grabs a hold of me, and he just grabs me, and he starts sobbing. And I'm scared to death. I honestly thought that he was about to die in my arms. And I'm telling God, because my back, you know, like, God, if he dies, I can't catch him. If I catch him, it's going to hurt me. And then I'm going to be out for days and days. So you're going to have to catch him. If he dies, you're just going to have to catch him. And I was really having a hard conversation with God right then. And he's just holding on to me. But I also was saying to Kirk, like, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay? And he finally said yes. So that helped me breathe a little bit better. And then as he's just embracing me, he said, I'm going to live, Karen. I want to live. And so we embraced for a little while longer. And then because we are who we are, when I realized that he wasn't about to die in my arms, and I had a moment to get my breath, I then pushed him back just a little bit and said, well, it's about dang time. Because, oh my gosh, we've been fighting a fight. So we ended up laying in bed, hardly sleeping that night, and just embracing each other and talking about the future, which had completely come to a halt before then. And he was telling me that he knew that we had a long road, and we did have a long road. And I was letting him know that I'm up for the challenge, and we're going to move, and we're going to bring him back, and we're going to do it together. And so we're on our road back. And I'm here to tell you that if you get nothing else out of our stories, mindset is key. His mindset was, I would be better off with the health insurance, life insurance money than having him here in the state he was in. He was wrong, but that's what he was thinking. And so he had given up and he was just going to exit. And thank God, whatever talked to him, and I really believe that it was God, that night, God showed him he's not ready for him yet. So his mindset changed. And then, as you can see, this is him. So this picture that you're looking at with him with the toboggan on was in December of 2020. And that was after his comeback had started. Y'all didn't get to see him. Nobody did when it was really, really bad. So anyway, so mindset. I did not even mean to go there, so I'm not even sure where I am on our story.
The first trip we took to Florida was in 2018, and shortly after Jim and I launched, and Tuck, Laura, and Prissy put on a event down there, and we went. We stayed with Prissy a little bit. We stayed one night with Tug and Laura, and
fun trip.
I was really nobody really knew it, but at the time I was really close to death there, and was taking just a massive amount of antibiotics for the wounds in my feet. And since getting my blood sugar under control, my feet have, you know, my feet are still broken, but the wounds that were there are completely healed.
Yes. Yes. And we didn't know it on that trip, but so now, just for, so that we're completely transparent here, he started dialysis, and we are doing dialysis 3 days a week, and we're moving forward. But I can tell you that we went back to the podiatrist not too long ago for a checkup because of COVID. We couldn't go, and he was thrilled that his wounds had healed. They were completely healed, and he recommended him for complete reconstruction of his feet. And that is because of our products, 100%, that, and not just the mindset, but in God, definitely God. But our products are making him more healthy. His vascular issues are so much better. When they first started working on his feet, there was no blood when they would debride them. There was no blood that was, because there was no blood flow. Now they bleed like beautiful red blood, and his vascular issues are being helped tremendously. And I know for a fact it's from our collagen, from our base. So let's get off of us now, and let's get to, we really want you to know about our community. The community, he named some names, and if you don't know them, you need to get to know these people that we're talking about, because they're fantastic leaders in this company. But really, the community, they help you through your roughest times. And we wouldn't trade this group of people for anything. This is community. We're building a community, and we have a community that is not just helping us through our rough times, but it's also, they're here to celebrate us in our great times and our good times. And that's fantastic. So we took a 3-week vacation to Florida. This is our second trip to Florida. 3 weeks we got to take off, and we got to stay with Prissy and Brad and Simmons. And we got, as you can see, had dinner. And by the way, Prissy and Brad, we didn't get a picture with y'all. I don't know what's that about. But anyway, so I'm sorry you're not on these pictures. But we stayed with them. They were such gracious hosts. But we had such a wonderful time. And Joe Hubbis, he was like our host as well. Tuck and Laura, you see, we had a messy crab night that night. But we had so much fun. We got to spend some time with Jay. And it was just a lot of fun. But it's not just fun. Well, it was all fun. But we worked while we were there as well. We, in those 3 weeks, we were able to we have two new members from Florida, and we had a few customers that we met while we were there in Florida. So this business we're able to do even when we're on vacation. Oh, thank you, Samantha. Yes, Tuck and Laura let us use that truck. I loved it. We got compliments all the time on that truck. But see, this graciousness, they were gracious hosts to us as well. It's his hunting truck, but you know, that fits us just fine. But, and thank y'all so much for that. Thank y'all for the whole trip to Florida. We had such a wonderful time. But my point is that we can work this business from anywhere, and we do. We work it everywhere we go, and we do. And through all of the stuff that Kirk's been going through, and I've gone through too, but all this stuff that we've been going through, we talk to everybody. We talk to the doctors and the nurses and the wherever we go. So I love the fact that we can do this from anywhere, and we do. And by the way, since we were able to get these, acquire these members and customers while we were in Florida, we could write off that whole trip, tax benefits. So another way that we like it, it's not just talking to people as we go, one or two here or there, but trade shows are another way that we really love to do this business. And we get to do it with friends. And here we have Feathers that came all the way from Lubbock, and that's 6 hours or so. She came for that day. That was so special. And Eva is always special, and she is able to see us a little bit more and help us a little bit more, but she's wonderful at trade shows. So if you ever get a chance to do anything with her, by all means do it. But we go by ourselves, but we also really love going with our community of people, our friends, because not only that we get to talk to more people than just one-on-one, we actually see that we're making friends. Here's Cindy. Cindy met this lady that she's hugging right there. She met at that trade show. And if I'm not mistaken, she's still a customer and a friend of hers today. And that's just from her meeting at that trade show. And I didn't say this earlier, but this company has allowed us to buy two vehicles. There's one of them with Eva and Jalinda up there with our sticker on it. We were going to a trade show. So anyway, the trade shows are a lot of fun, and I love it too, because the really way to really get people to understand what we have is for them to feel the remedy difference or feel the Vita Wake difference. My goodness. So we're able to give them a sample or sell them a sample, or we're just able to get it in them and have a conversation, and we just really enjoy it. So just if you're not doing trade shows, you might want to look into it, because I absolutely love doing them. They're so much fun. And when, you know, we get so much training with Gemini, it's so good. But I love the fact too that we actually get to go and get training from the experts and other in the world, right? And we get to do it together. It's always more fun if you get to do things together. It was a fun trip, wasn't it, Colette? So we get to do it as a group, and we all get to grow together, and we're learning together, we're growing together, and we're helping people together. So now we really want to invite you to join us. Join us in helping those that we love and those that we meet to feel better. And we want to help them also learn to live on their terms and believe the hype. This hype is real. Thanks for listening. Thank you, Samantha, for allowing us to share our stories. I guess, is that all you got to say?
That's it. I didn't let it. Thank you so much. Wow. You had me teary eyed over here too. I'm sure there wasn't a dry eye in the house, but guys, it's just incredible to see the progress. I mean, Kirk, look at you. It looks like you're back to that first picture when we first started the presentation, but it's just incredible. Obviously God, but the products and the community that we all have here. And I know it's not easy to share your personal story like this on a public call, but think about all the lives that you're helping and changing, and the hope that you're really instilling in people to keep on going and keep your mindset strong, surround yourself by like-minded individuals who want to see the best for you. And that's exactly the community that we have here. So if any of this resonated with you guys tonight, please get back with the person that invited you to this call. We will also post the replay. So if you're not watching this live, we also welcome you to get back with the person who shared this video with you, because we want you to be a part of our family. We want you to experience the Remedy difference and all of the Gemini products difference, because it truly is changing people's lives. So thank you guys so much for being here tonight. I know, Jay, I see you in the car. did you want to say a quick word while I see your face?
You know, Kurt and Karen, I'll tell you from the heart, just awesome people. Love you to death. Love what the changes that that I'm seeing in you. And, you know, you're helping a lot of people change their lives. But anyway, thanks for coming out and pouring your heart out. Beautiful people. Anyway, thank you so much. And you know, I'll tell you, the products they're a game changer. They really are. We're bringing people back to health, which is so cool. And also you can make some money doing it as well. So anyway, if you want to change some lives, if you want to figure out another source of income, maybe a plan B that could turn into a plan A, get with whoever brought you on the call. You know, let's do this together. But anyway, I want to go ahead and say good night, and God bless. Thanks, y'all.